Hello and welcome to Nintendo Podcast System. I'm your host, Matthew Gibson, and joining me, as always, are Jack Gorn and Sam Barnes.
Well, he says as always, but after, like, what, 3 months?
4 months, yeah, 4 months.
My 4 months!
The crew,
just us
the crew's
two.
All back together. As the young
How did you... Hopefully we've still got an audience of people that actually want to listen to our miserable attempts at editing.
Jack, so, you say still, but we didn't have one in the first place.
This is true.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you doing?
Welcome.
I'm doing good, Jack. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you, Matthew. Are all the exams finished now? Is everything all
yeah,
out of the way?
Yeah, that's why I'm back. It's like, so June was kind of hell. Now it's just like a different kind of hell, just waiting for the results. So that
right,
ends 17th of August. That's the big date. It's just under a month.
Big day.
Kind of a big day, yeah.
So you've not been distracted by a Nintendo Switch or...
if I succeed, then I might treat myself to getting like Persona 5 or something if I have the money.
Matt's just there at the desk and he's just got his Switch underneath the desk. He's
just like...
I'm
trying to comfort myself. So, I failed in everything. I need to comfort myself.
Examination present comes up. Hang on. I'm just doing the Trial of Swords. Just give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
There's 5 minutes on that
video. Examine its own.
I really need to finish Zelda.
We'll talk about that later in the what have you been playing section, probably. But yeah, so just like the first one in 3 months. I think this has been
what
the longest
episode
break.
Is this? Everyone know?
44.
Everyone
because
know?
It was like something like 41 was the live one, I believe you did, which was very well done.
Yes.
That was really good. I really enjoyed that. Mm. I hopefully get a chance to do that again.
Yeah.
Another time.
42, I believe, Jack, you just went solo in that one.
I went solo.
Yeah.
I literally just went for, you know what, I'm going to do an episode. Because I got influenced by the Nintendo voice guys. Harrison did his own solo episode. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. And I even got Luigi to turn up and do little intros and stuff. So my editing is improving. We're getting somewhere.
Good job.
Cool. It was quite fun. It's definitely a lot harder than having someone to talk to. So maybe you two should try some solo pods and see how it goes.
I do my own discussions on my own channel. I've already done it.
That is true. It's true. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sam, I suppose you've done gameplay as well, haven't you? So
yeah, I have.
But then,
we've
like,
all done it.
And then 43 was the latest one. That was like just you two, like old format.
Yes.
But it was like I went and I was like, guys, can you please take over the podcast whilst I'm gone? You know, don't let it die. And then what did you do? In 4 months, we've only uploaded 3 episodes.
Well, it's better than 2.
That's true.
life got in the way.
Yeah, fair enough. Life got in the way.
Fortunately,
I can't really say anything.
I was distracted by a Nintendo Switch. Reasons.
No excuses.
Because
you're doing
E3
one right
was
now.
Around, though. That was good.
E3 was kind
missed...
of good, yeah. I quite liked it.
We missed talking about that.
So we're just going to do news, we're going to do what we've been playing, you know, the general format. And then the music, I've gotten the order of honour, rather, of choosing the music this episode.
You've taken responsibility.
I have.
The burden is on your shoulders.
If you guys annoy me enough, I'll change it to like something Fire Emblem or something like shit. And then you'll be like, no, God, why did we let him back on?
I'm
sitting there laughing as I upload the video.
Like a Waluigi remix of something.
Oh, Jesus.
No, because
Jesus.
You'd like that. So, but
that'd be really
intro...
cool. See, I'll go find a Waluigi song to.
Please, Jack, just let us do the podcast. So
okay,
the intro for this episode is Incoming, which is the main theme to Splatoon 2, which we're recording this on the day before Splatoon 2 comes out. So that's the 20th of July. So Splatoon 2 will be releasing tomorrow. I've already been spoiled of the final boss, or at least some of it. I've been shown a couple
of
pictures.
I've not seen anything. Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it.
I know nothing, and will hopefully just be surprised, which is good.
Just be careful. Just be careful. But hopefully it will be just as good.
I tread lightly within the social circle. So
I mean, I didn't get a chance to play the Splatfest the weekend because I was away on a stag do. But did either of you two get a chance to play it? Just
I did.
We will talk about that later.
Oh, for God's sake. I just want to talk
everything
about stuff.
Everything has a proper order, Jack. God.
You're breaking the natural order.
God. Order, order, order. Right, we're moving on. So this is the new section now. I'm just going quickly. You guys are ticking me off right now. I'm going quickly.
Tick, tick, tick.
Alright, so let's start off with like a thing that has caused a bit of a kerfuffle in the online space of Nintendo fans. It's the Nintendo Switch Online app. So, this has officially gone out. It's sort of like a beta version. It's a free version for now, but when the paid service comes into play, people actually have to pay for this app. Basically, what it does is, in one bit, as revealed in the Splatoon 2 Direct, one bit is of Splatnet 2. So it gives you various info, various useful information about Splatoon 2, like how much turf you've covered across the entirety that you've played the game, which I think is cool. A lot of cool features like that. That's one bit of the app, but the other bit is for voice chat. And that's where the message comes in, unfortunately. So I don't even know how it works, to be honest. It's like, so you have the Switch, you have the headset plugged into the Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, Jack.
So you had it all covered. You were saying it right. So you carry on.
Oh, okay. I'll carry on then.
You plug it into the Switch on the top. It's got the little headphone jack. That port park then plugs into a separate adapter thing that then plugs into your phone. Why?
Because Nintendo, Jack.
Just use Discord. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's not a case of
I was just sure everyone's going to use Discord.
It's like, to be honest, I was fine just like playing without voice chat, to be honest. But like now they're like, oh, okay, we're going to start doing voice chat. It's like finally something that's like streamlined. And it's like instead we're going to make it unnecessarily really complicated. And it's like Nintendo, you fucking idiots. Why?
I just don't understand why it needs to plug into the Switch.
Yeah, that's a good point. The only reason it plugs into the Switch is just so you can listen to dual audio.
Oh, okay.
So like that's the only reason why it plugs into the Switch is just because if you want the audio from the Switch going into your headphones, then that's where that bit comes in.
So maybe it may be
handy because like with my PS4, I could just like plug in my headset I'm using right now into the USB port, and you just listen to PS4 that way. Whereas the Switch right now, I can't do that. Even if it's in dock mode, I can't necessarily do that. So the headphone may be a good idea.
Why they've not got it on the Switch itself? This is the main. I just don't understand.
That's the other thing.
It's very confused.
I don't know either. Like, I like the concept of a companion app. You know, like PlayStation has it as well. I'm not too sure about Xbox. But you know, a companion app is useful because if you do happen to be away from your Switch, you know. But then again, you won't be because it's portable. So it's like, why won't that be?
If the Switch is docked, surely it's going to like cut loads of people off of it because you're going to be right next to TV.
Yeah,
some people hide their docks behind TVs or underneath little cupboard things.
So like, if you want to listen to dual audio, then that can't really happen. And then the other thing as well is like, I believe the reason given all the way back in January was that Reggie said, oh, if you like out and about and you wanted to use a voice chat, then you know the phone's already there. But it's like, for one, like you said, Jack, why can't it just be in the Switch UI from the get-go? In addition, that argument Reggie gave is a bit flawed, because like nobody would want to use voice chat in public anyway, you know.
It still seems very strange. I just don't understand.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just Nintendo. Like, they could do stuff really well, they make awesome games, but then they're just idiots when it comes to this kind of stuff. You know. Hopefully with the Switch 2. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Who knows? Yeah. That's what I have to say, really. Yeah.
It's online app is pretty poor so far.
It is. It's gotten really bad reviews so far, yeah. I don't get it, though. It's like, why... I don't like people that review it just based on what they heard. Just, like, review it once you've actually used it. You know? Because some people are already rating it. Like, some people are even rating it 5-star, and it's like, why? You know? So I think...
Just because
they just need—they just need to get their stuff together. No, the other thing as well, the actual headset online thing, that is still really shite. But if that was a method, I could sort of forgive it, you know. But the thing that's annoying is that with the mobile app, your phone always has to be turned on. You can't put it—you can't put it on sleep mode, sort of. You know, you have to leave the screen on at all times.
Yeah.
So that'll drain battery.
I saw that, yeah.
And then, and then the other thing as well, if you get notifications, your audio will be cut out. I believe that was, I'm not too sure at that bit. But the other thing as well, you can't even multitask with it. You have to stay on that app. You can't be talking on that app and browsing on Twitter or something like that at the same time.
Much yeah, like on text messages and things. Yeah. If you receive one, and try and reply to it, it just wouldn't let you. Yeah. You can't carry
you have
on
to stay
talking
on the app.
And
it's like, whereas things like I believe Discord does it, right? Discord could do it. You know, Skype...
Discord actually has problems on mobile as well.
Really?
Because if on iPhone, if you go into sleep mode while you're talking on Discord, it just cuts out.
It does.
Okay.
Really annoying.
But at least with Discord, you can multitask, right?
Yeah, you can. You can quite easily jump out.
That's like something at least.
But you know, there's still some issues with their app as well. But.
But it's like.
Even so, it could be worse. It could be no voice chat whatsoever.
But it's just like unnecessarily complicated. Not necessarily complicated, just like cumbersome, you know, just to set up.
Yeah, it's not friendly, is it? Really, it's not ideal.
Especially when you compare it to like the rest of the Switch UI. It's very user friendly. Then you're like, if you want to have voice chat, you've got to download this phone app, get a separate headset, plug it onto this. You can't multitask with it.
I think it's the whole having a separate headset is going to be a pain, I think, personally. Especially if you're trying to do recordings and things off of it. I don't think people use it. So.
If I was going to do voice chat, then I'd probably stick with Skype. But I will still be using the app for that SplatNet 2 thing. That would still be very
useful. I do like the stats idea. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the fact you can see how much you spray over a period of time. But yeah, that's pretty cool. But
hopefully, like, similar things will happen with other apps as well, like ARMS. I think ARMS will be suitable for it in the future.
Hopefully, If they start adding more other multiplayer games on there, it could work quite well. But and maybe because it's so early on at the moment, we don't know what's going to go on with it in the future. Yeah.
So, like, we've got a year until we have to start paying for it. But, I mean, like, it's better than nothing, right? If we've been fine without voice chat, we could, like, be, okay, that's fine. But then again, it's like...
I just hope I hope they sort it by the time we actually do have to pay for it.
That's true.
Otherwise,
yeah.
People aren't going to pay for it. That's
yeah. Well, like, I'd still pay for it just to, like, get online, you know, because I have to, unfortunately.
Of course, yeah.
But it's like when you're buying, like, PlayStation Plus, you're getting a good service there, right? And you even get, like, two free games a month. Life. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, like, with Nintendo, it's like, you pay us for something that we've offered for free for a good while now. In addition to, I think they're doing, like, sort of like Netflix kind of service with their NES and SNES games.
Yeah, that's the rumour, isn't
rumors,
it?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool. I think that could work out. But
I think that would be a better way of doing it, yeah.
But it's like, but if you want to use, like, an actual online service of voice chat, you have to do all this really stupid stuff, and it's like, why? You know.
Very odd.
It's very odd. Anyway, moving on. Kingdom Hearts 3. I can't wait for it, to be honest. I need to go through the whole series, but it was revealed there was a Toy Story World coming to it.
And yes.
It's really cool. It's even canon. Like, that story is actually going to be canon within the Toy Story universe. I think that's pretty cool, to be honest. Yeah, anyway, quick thoughts. What do you think?
Maybe
about...
coming to the Switch is the thing, yeah. Isn't it, you're saying?
I think they need to stabilize a PS4 and Xbox thing first before they actually bring it to Switch, they said, from what
I understand.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So that's what they're doing. So, like, right now they're focusing on PlayStation and Xbox versions. And then, like, Switch is sort of like an afterthought, I guess.
So, are you saying you've never played a Kingdom Hearts game?
I played Dream Drop Distance on the 3DS. I quite like that.
On the 3DS.
Yeah. But I do want to get the collections on PS4.
Yeah. If you've never played them before, I do recommend picking up the HD collection. They're saying that there's a Toy Story World in there. There's also lots of rumours still floating about of a Star Wars world going to be appearing in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen any rumours. I think they're just, like, wishes. Because it's just a thing that, like, Disney now owns Star Wars. So that's a possibility.
Marvel as well. Marvel Universe is all owned by Disney. So
I don't think that's a rumour. I think it's just potential. It's potential, yeah. I wouldn't mind it, but I'd prefer personally
Frozen.
Just... Please, no. Yeah. Please, no Frozen. Well,
yeah, apparently there's a Frozen one.
Well, right now, we know that there's, I think... Right, so we know that there's Tangled, Big Hero 6,
Finding Dory.
No. Tangled, Big Hero 6, The Hercules World, and now Toy Story. I believe they actually said that there's gonna be less
Moana?
Disney worlds this time right now.
Oh,
really?
It's a bit of a shame. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not too sure about that, but I swear I heard or at least saw that headline. But I don't know.
As long as they've got Hercules and they've got James Woods doing Hades, I'm happy. So
yeah,
maybe
because he's featured in all the other Kingdom Hearts ones, so
right.
It'd be nice for him to reprise his role again. So, but yeah, hopefully it does come to the Switch. That would be really cool.
That'd be kind of cool, but I'd probably play on my PS4 because, like, if I'm gonna get the collection,
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
It's good just to have like the whole collection, you know. That'd be neat.
Sam, did you ever play the Game Boy Advance one? Just out of curiosity.
I did. I remember playing Chain of Memories. And
it's really weird because they played the first game and the sequel released on the Game Boy Advance was Chain of Memories. And it's basically part of the story is in that, and that's why it's always been really confusing because people have gone from number one to number two but don't know any of the story in between because it was all on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah. Unless you did that, you were just like what's going on.
Yeah, it's very strange, and I don't know why they did it, but that whole HD collection from the PS4 now has all the games remade and redeveloped in it.
See, I find it annoying because for those of us who've travelled through it like at the slowest pace, have had to like go like from console to platform to whatever it is, and it's like, oh my god, just to keep up the story is an absolute nightmare. Whereas, like, they've just redone this, and then anybody who's sort of only just come into it has got, like, all the story all at once on one platform. It's just like, oh,
exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, well. Can't be helped. It's happened now. They made their decision.
Yeah. But it'd be good to see, and I think it's always been a really good game in general. It's just weird to put Square characters with Disney characters, and it worked really well when it first came out. So hopefully the third one comes out, and it's after what, nearly 8 years, I think, in development so far, or something stupid like that.
I'm not sure. Maybe may have been. It was revealed at 2013 E3, I believe.
So that's 4 years already.
Yeah, so that's
but
4 years.
I'm sure they've been working on it for longer.
But it's releasing next year, which I hope they keep.
They better do.
I'm being optimistic. I know it's stupid, and if I do keep that, I will be disappointed. But I'm just being like, you know what? I'm going to keep it because it's. They've always said it's in development for so long, but then they're like, oh, it's coming out 2018. It's like, okay, I have a bit of hope. But I don't want them to rush it now just to meet that deadline. That would be tragic.
Yeah. Well, Square Enix have never been one for just releasing games willy-nilly. Take Final Fantasy 15, for instance. They spent 10 years developing that. So it's, they will take their time on it and they will put as much effort in as they can. But it does worry me that they sort of start on projects, then leave it for a while, then come back to it, and the new directors take over. It does worry me, but from what I've seen so far of the video footage of Kingdom Hearts, it does look really good, and I'm really looking forward to it.
It does look gorgeous, to be fair, like, you know, really good looking.
I was always quite, despite the fact that it's pretty much just a run around, hit loads of things, there was a lot more involved in the actual battle system and than it shows on like displays and videos, but it's one of those. We'll have to wait and see if it does come to the Switch. Hopefully it will. We'll see what happens.
Who knows?
Who knows?
No one.
That's true. Jack, you should be kind of happy with this because
it's so good.
So you are looking forward to this game.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, today, I think, as part of San Diego Comic-Con, and more information may follow, more of Infinite, who's a new villain for Sonic Forces, has been shown off.
Yes.
That's it. That's
Sonic Forces. Sonic Forces. It looks amazing. It's like Sonic Generations 2, Sonic Generations was amazing, so
I'm starting to have my doubts, but, like, yes and no, because it's, like, I'm just seeing, like, a not lot of, like, negative press about it.
Yeah, but it's basically just given Tumblr its best present, the fact you can make your own character.
You mean DeviantArt? That's, like,
yeah,
that's
with DeviantArt and Tumblr.
It's a giant DeviantArt game.
Yeah, it's great though. It's great you can do that. I think that's just took the whole everyone does it and just took it on its head and said, well, now you can do it in the game as well. I think that's quite funny.
Yeah, but, I do like that concept, but it's like Alex Olney from Nintendo Life got into a lot of shit for saying Sonic Forces was bad.
Oh dear.
Have you guys not seen it? It's just the comments. He does make fair points, to be fair, but it's like just the reaction to it, like on Twitter and stuff. Oh god!
I've not seen any reaction. I'll look into that later after the pod. But from what I've seen of Sonic Forces so far, I think I'm going to really enjoy it. But I'm obviously biased. So the good thing about this is there's they've added a few more enemies in it. There's from the previous Sonic Generations game, you had mini bosses you had to fight after three stages kind of thing.
Yeah.
So Metal Sonic, Shadow, Chaos Zero. Yes, the rival battles.
Yeah. So yeah, I remember that.
They've added a couple more, and they've also added there's a Chaos Zero's original look in there, and they're hoping there's gonna be a bigger boss battle related to him.
That's
which will be interesting.
Yeah.
And they've also got the What's the one that's on the Wii U? The Sonic game on the Wii U, not Sonic Boom, the Lost other one. World.
Yeah, yeah. So that Sonic got Lost that villain as well. Yeah,
they got the villain from that in there as well. So that's pretty cool that they've actually used all those. But at the same time, they're also adding new villains, new like whole story in there.
Yeah.
So it's still an interest to players, but again, it's the 3D Sonics don't normally do as well as the 2D Sonics. But we've also got Sonic Mania coming at the same time, so I think it sort of balances out.
See, I think when both were first shown off, I think it was like last year, wasn't it? Because like, I was more into 3D Sonic. That's my first Sonic game was Sonic Heroes. So okay.
I just bought
as a
that.
Character, I more identify the character of Sonic with modern Sonic than I do classic Sonic.
Yes.
Okay. But
Sonic Heroes was a really good game when it first came out.
Right.
But if you can remake that game now and in today's technology, I think it could be a lot better.
Right. Well, what are the most?
Because
games.
You think about it. You had three characters you had to control in a massive universe. It wasn't exactly the best in terms of visuals, but as a technical aspect, that was quite impressive to have running.
Okay.
On like a PS2. You know?
Yeah.
That was a while back now. I'd like to see them remake that game, like even to give it like a HD remix or something, you know.
I don't know. Maybe.
No?
Nah.
Maybe this is what Sonic Forces could be, kind of thing, the fact you got three characters.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. No, I think it's a story more than anything.
Like, but it's just like after seeing more of Sonic Mania, and it may be just the fact that I haven't seen much of Forces yet, but it's like Mania just looks so good. Like I'm actually going to get that day one probably. It just looks good, to be honest.
I've already pre-ordered Sonic Mania for Steam.
Right.
And I'm also going to get it for the Switch as soon as it's available on there for pre-order.
Right.
So I've got, because obviously I've been doing the series, like a video series up to it. But it just looks amazing. There's, every time I look at it, it just gets better and better. And I'm like, I know, again, I'm massively biased, and I'm going to admit that, but I think it could well be the best 2D Sonic game we've ever had. So
no, I'd agree. Like, I haven't played like the original trilogy, but I do think that'd be the case with a lot of people, to be honest. I think a lot of people will be thinking that.
I think that the last like really good 2D Sonic games you've had, you can either choose between Sonic Advance or the Sonic the first DS one that come out with Blaze the Cat as well.
Okay.
But even them, they weren't like
that good.
There was something missing from them to make them like this extra element of it, you know. But I think Sonic Mania's just hit everything on the ball. The fact that he's got new, you can use all the old shields. You've one like aspects in the world's changed. So, for instance, if you've got the fire shield, you can run over one of the wooden bridges in the Green Hill Zone.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Sets fire to the whole bridge if you've got the fire shield. It's like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. And you get like different hidden areas and stuff like that to get in there. Yeah, I think it's really shaping up to be looking really impressive, and the fact that you can still use all three characters and maybe possibly other characters after you complete the game, I'm really excited for Sonic Mania. I think it could well be my game of the year once it's out. And
I wouldn't blame you, despite, to be honest.
Sorry?
I wouldn't blame you, to be honest.
No. Even with the games, like Zelda's been probably the best game for a long time altogether, and I'm really looking forward to Splatoon 2 tomorrow.
Yep.
But oh my god, I really, really want to play Sonic Mania.
Yeah, like, it does look great, but getting back to Sonic Forces, I'm not too sure anymore. I think it may be just because the fact that, like, I haven't really seen anything beyond that first city point. I don't know. There was like the Green Hill Zone, but
they've
that's
not...
just, that, especially like when you compare the Green Hill Zone from Forces to Generation, it just looks so lifeless, and it's like, it's just like too paint by the numbers almost.
I think that the problem they had with Generations was they overused the like the turbo of modern Sonic.
Okay.
And some of the stages he was over so quickly that you couldn't really do a lot in them, kind of thing. Yeah. But I suppose that's the whole point of the modern Sonics from Sonic Unleashed onwards. They're always used that sort of aspect. But
yeah,
it's still shaping up to look good, and I'm not going to pass judgment on Forces until I've actually had a go on it. I believe the demo was available at the last Nintendo event that unfortunately we all missed, but never mind, I'm not angry at all, honest.
Can I sense some beef in this podcast?
No, there is no beef.
There is chicken. Only
pork and yeah. Shall we move on before I rage fest?
Yep.
Next big news. Pokemon Go. It was also shown off today. Legendaries are finally going to be added to the game. I believe they're having an anniversary event on Saturday.
Yes.
Hold on. Let me just get
really
here.
Really weirdly, there's one in Chester.
Yeah.
Chesterfield. Chester, one of those two. I can't remember which one it is.
So what it would be is that a while back they also had raid battles, which is like where these big, powerful Pokemon come together and like people just team up in big groups and just fight them. It's a cool
concept.
It's
really fun.
I still haven't tried it out. I haven't played Pokemon Go in a good while, actually, to be honest. So that's how these legendary Pokemon will work. So they will appear in like these raid battles, and if you beat them, you'll get a chance to catch them. But you can't put them in gyms. You could use them to beat other raid monsters, but you can't leave them in the gym to defend. Which I think is.
I don't know if they're going to change that or not. I don't in the future.
I hope they don't. I think that's a good idea, like to prevent gyms from becoming too overpowered. But here it is. So on July 22nd, thousands of trainers in Grant Park, which is in the US probably, for Pokemon Go Fest.
Chicago.
Chill. Sorry, I don't get what you said. Sorry. Shall I continue?
Chicago. It was in Chicago.
I thought you said, should I go? In terms of reading, I was like, sure, you could take over for me if you want. Sorry.
No, you carry on.
Yeah,
you
thousands of trainers in Grant Park for Pokemon Go Fest and millions of others around the world will be working together to unlock in-game bonuses for the entire Pokemon Go community. That sounds like a good idea on paper, but I don't think it will be good practically. But we'll see. Anyway, moving on.
Do you know, I did try to get tickets for it, and I couldn't get it. They were sold out in 35 seconds.
Wow.
if these people do manage to catch enough Pokemon during the Pokemon Go Fest challenge windows, the first legendary Pokemon will be revealed in Grant Park. If the trainers in Chicago succeed in defeating the legendary Pokemon, that Pokemon will start appearing in raid battles around the world. So it's basically up to them to like basically carry for all of us.
But we can also if we do battles and catching a certain Pokemon here. It gives them extra items during that event.
Oh, okay.
So it's sort of an interlinked thing between.
That's pretty cool, actually.
The real world, the whole world, and Chicago.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool idea, but yeah, I don't know how it's gonna quite.
I think the Niantic are finally starting to like up the pace with updates, because it's like I think it was like. The first big update, in my opinion, was like the buddy system that came out like a couple of months after the initial release. Then the one after that was Johto Pokemon. That was back in February. That was another couple of months, and then another couple of months we had the last update, which was like the raid battles changed to the gym battles, you know, all sorts. I think that was in June, and then now
they did update it today as well with there was another feature. Where you could, you can go to, if you've got a Pokemon in the gym, you can go to that gym by clicking on the Pokemon, so you don't have to be next to it anymore. You can just go to it whenever you want, which is a pretty cool update.
I guess that's like just to make sure it's motivated all the time, probably. Well,
it's so you can see. So you need to motivate your Pokemon in gyms with berries to keep them alive. So if people battle them, your health depletes. But if you give them berries, you can heal them. So if you can look back on that gym, so say for instance, I was battling the gym in the US randomly.
Yeah.
I got into a Pokemon in that gym, and then I come back home. I can still see if that Pokemon is in a gym over there by clicking on the Pokemon on the app. So you can see whether it's still in there and what other Pokemon are in there as well. So you could send, if you've got friends over there, you could say, oh, look, there's a space in this gym. Go over there.
Oh.
So it's quite a cool idea.
That's cool,
for an
app.
But, sorry, Matt, I didn't mean to sort of interrupt too much.
No, that's fine. I apparently just finished anyway, to be honest.
It's a really good update.
But I think it will help more people come back into Pokemon Go. I don't know. I think this is like, I don't know.
I'd say after Gen 2 was released, like for me, I just kind of like, became really not bothered with it.
I think
as much as I love Pokemon,
yeah.
I'm getting quite close to having all of them in the Pokédex now, so I think we'll see if I can get to that point before getting, because there are rumours of Gen 3 names being listed.
Right.
I need like a Snorlax to complete the original 150 Dex ones, but without the legendaries and region locked Pokémon. But I think I'm like 222 out of 250 at the moment. So
that's pretty good going.
Eek.
Wow.
Yeah, nearly there.
I think I'm just about 100.
That's my goal. That's my goal.
Nah, I can't be bothered for it anymore, to be honest. It's just like,
I'm the same man.
It gives an excuse to go to Japan, Australia, South America.
Not really.
Africa,
I'm not going to spend so much money North just America. To get like a Tauros or Kangaskhan.
Yeah.
It's like,
of course, solo. Apparently, Florida, you can catch three of the region locked ones in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So that Florida is the best place to go to play Pokemon Go, guys. So go and do that.
Spend money just to go to Florida just so you can fill your Pokédex.
Yeah. Well, you get Disney as well.
That's true, but that's even more money.
If we wait till next year, we can go to the Mario stuff at Universal. So
I think, no, that's 2020.
Two big ones, though. 2020. Okay, we'll wait 3 years in, whatever it is.
But yeah, I don't know. Pokemon Go can change big time. Who knows? Anyway, our last bit, because we didn't cover E3 at all, in addition to about 3 months worth of news, I'd say. Well, we're just gonna like do. No, that's fine. I'm just joking around. I'm pulling your leg, Jack. Not literally, of course, because I don't even live near you.
Out of my leg.
Alright, so we're just gonna do a quick E3 roundup. Everyone's go first. Sam,
okay,
go first. It could be about E3 in general. It could be other conferences if you want to mention them. You know.
Okay, well, I'd still say Nintendo. I only ever watched a Nintendo one anyway, because just everything else is like, whatever. It was pretty bad this year.
So you didn't even bother about Monster Hunter World then for PlayStation?
Oh, yeah.
I don't play PlayStation because it's such garbage.
I thought you had one.
It's an oversized paperweight now. It's so useless.
Now it's going to be a... Monster Hunter machine.
I can't even put a disc in it. It gets stuck. It breaks.
Oh, really?
It's that bad. So, yep, it's just an oversized paperweight. But anyway, back to E3. Breath of the Wild amiibos. I was like, more? The Champions Ballad story. Quite looking forward to that. Where it's apparently more about Zelda, but you still play as Link, so that'll be interesting. There's gonna be Zelda items in Skyrim. I was just like,
yes,
it's a bit weird, but yeah,
it's a 6-year-old game. Huzzah!
Super Mario Odyssey.
on the PC version's probably already got that modded somewhere anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Super Mario Odyssey, I'm super stoked for. Like,
yeah, it does look really good.
Nothing wrong with it. Just, it seems so good.
The treehouse show offs of it, they do it so well. They just showed, they didn't show too much of, like, every single area, but they showed
enough
you sort
to
of
keep
the,
you
saw in the trailers.
Yeah,
yeah,
I can't
definitely,
wait.
Definitely.
What else was there?
I was going to say, did you catch any of the Ubisoft showing, Sam?
What, of
Rabbids? Rabbids, and yeah, maybe no. Mainly Rabbids. But I personally think Ubisoft was the best conference overall.
Yeah, that's been a popular opinion as well, to be honest.
They just showed off so many really good games, and I think their Assassin's Creed based in Egypt. I can't remember what it's called. Origins.
Yeah, Origins.
Really, quite looking forward to that. The idea.
I guess
of
that's a very original name. Right, Jack, continue with
sorry,
your E3 impressions.
I think two things I found very controversial were Metroid Prime 4.
A
title screen is just not enough. A small cinematic or something. Even 10 seconds.
If Pokemon can do it, why can't Metroid do it?
Saying that, the Pokemon one was the other one I was going to say.
They didn't even give a title. They just went.
There's a new game in development.
Everyone's moaning about Metroid. Pokemon did it first.
True. Quite like in the Yoshi and Kirby games. They look quite cute.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, again, it's taking the games that are on the Wii U and putting them onto the Switch again.
Yeah, right? It's the next Woolly World and whatever Kirby game is, but
but it's cool that it's still continuing with both of them, because to be fair, Yoshi was quite popular on the Wii U. It did sell really well on there, so
And then there's a Fire Emblem Warriors.
Oi, oi.
You will be very happy about, yes. Matt, aren't you?
Tough waifu Corin is in the game, hopefully coming out as well.
God.
Yes.
No.
He's what?
If Mickey's listening to this, he's like, listen, Matt's like the one. Matt's the smart one here. He's picking Camilla.
He's
the goat. And I was like, cheers, Mickey.
You're saying the smart one who got a toaster for his birthday.
Yeah.
shout out to Mickey's toaster for his 20th birthday.
Did he actually get a toaster for his birthday?
He got a toaster for his birthday. Yeah. He's so
no.
Shout out to Mickey. Mickey's
yeah, shout out to Mickey and his toaster.
Sam's died in the background.
Anyway, obviously, Pokken DX.
Yeah.
That we had was actually just secrets for the Switch version, which has all our characters.
Yeah, and paste.
Decidueye, Darkrai, Empoleon, and Scizor, and another one I can't remember.
Didn't I announce that last year?
They all announced last year, but it was all postponed on Switch.
Didn't I announce them last year, though? You know, just
you
so you know.
You didn't technically announce it.
That's what I was saying, all our news that we had.
Well, actually, you were kind of wrong, Jack, because you said they were coming to the Wii U. But they didn't. They only came to the arcade in Japan.
That's true. That's true. This is true. This is very true.
No, but I don't blame you. Because I don't blame you. I think Nintendo of Europe actually said Darkrai is coming to, like, the Wii U in the summer. Yeah. And we all got excited. And it's like, when I was trying to find that tweet, I was like, where is it? I swear this happened.
I think that only maybe happened in Japan. But yeah, I mean, those are some of the things that got me most excited.
I did like Decidueye, though. He did look pretty cool.
Decidueye looks sick. Yeah,
he does look...
Yeah, you was it Rowlet?
Yeah, Rowlet. Evolution of Rowlet, yeah.
Dartrix, that's it. You're a Dartrix fanboy.
I just
going
remember
back
that
3 months, so I remembered.
I still don't get your like sense of humor with that. To be honest, it's just like a mystery of like, why does Ambrons find this so funny?
I'm really jealous. I'm really jealous of our other friend Matt because he's got loads of Rowlet soft toys at the moment.
Right.
And he keeps taking photos of them on trips and things and. One of them, he had. He went to McDonald's, and one of the Rowlets in his cup, his drinking cup, and he took a photo of it inside the cup. So wow. I was like, okay, cool.
I'm
jealous. Anyway. Is there anything else from E3, Matt?
We're still sound anything else
from E3? Well, no, that was it. I was covering most things for us all, but Jack? I don't know.
I'm really excited for South Park. South Park game.
I am.
Oh,
it's really epic.
Rocket League coming to Switch.
Oh, that's
another competitive game, which is great, and Rocket League's a great game anyway. I'm really looking forward to the idea of playing that at a Street Pass event, so that'd be cool.
I can't wait to pick that up for the first time.
Either. I've played it on Steam, and I am god-awful terrible at it. I can't play it to save my life. It's awful.
I'm trying to remember what Xbox and Sony had at any of their conferences. I can't think of anything that was actually interesting.
I don't blame you, to be honest.
PlayStation? Didn't they have Colossus? What's the Shadow of Colossus?
They had the Shadow of Colossus remake.
That's pretty cool. I wouldn't mind trying cool. that. I've never played that.
Maybe. Before, I thought it had a remake.
So did I, but apparently not. But maybe. I don't know. Maybe the Xbox version? Maybe.
But again, it did come out for the Wii, so that was the same time as Xbox 360 and PS3, so I doubt it would have been a remake then.
But yeah, I'd like to try that anyway. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. I really can't think of anything that Xbox put up there. Now. That's how bad it was.
And
I just
you're
can't
the
remember.
Xbox nut here.
I'm the Xbox guy, yeah. I guess.
What are you on?
Not sure. Must have been that bad. But, I think that's pretty much everything I can think of, okay. Other than Sonic Mania and Sonic stuff. The biggest one! PS4! Wasn't actually announced in the conference. It was announced before a conference. Undertale on PS4. Oh my god!
I've never seen that.
Did you see the special edition?
I don't care, Jack. I still need to finish the original game.
The special edition's got a music box which plays the tune on it. That's in when you get dripped on his head. Oh my god, I really want it. There's a PC version of that special edition, apparently, so I might just buy that and give the game to someone else. But, yeah. That's really good. I really want to... I actually really want to find out... I don't know if you... How far you got, Matt, on Undertale.
I finished the first path.
The neutral path.
Yeah.
So, on the neutral path, there's a section where Flowey takes over and shuts your game down.
Yeah, I quite like that bit, to be honest.
I'm quite curious how they've done that on PS4.
Good point. Yeah, now you mention
I'd like to know how they do that.
Probably just reset it.
Yeah,
probably.
Oh, if they reset like the entire PS4, that would be hilarious.
That would be pretty cool.
No, I'd probably just like boot you out. You know, probably.
Give you like your own home screen, and it'd be covered Flowey everywhere, and that'd be really cool.
That'd be really amazing. To be honest, yeah.
But that's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. So if anyone's got a PS4 and gets the game, just let me know how it happens in there. I really want to know.
Probably just boot you out of the home screen. But anyway.
Right.
That's pretty much it. Do something else. Go on.
Yeah, I don't know.
What did you like really enjoy E3? What are you looking for?
So Xbox, I watched the first hour of, I used it to go to sleep, sort of, because it was kind of boring. But I will say, the Xbox Scorpio, well, I mean, the Xbox One X, does look quite promising. Oh, yeah. I think that does seem worthy to be called the world's greatest console, in terms of power, that is. Games, no.
I like that power means nothing if it's not interesting.
Exactly.
I like
but
variations now. You know.
They have high numbers of a lot of stuff, so clearly it's good.
Yeah, but you know, like kids use on their usernames, they right. put X's on the end of their usernames. So now it just looks like box with two X's on either side. So just like some random kids like. Username on the game. It's really weird. Or it's just Kiss Box Kiss.
Sure.
Really weird. Whoever's naming these consoles, right? They just need to go and figure something else.
To be fair, yeah. it's better than the Wii U. The Wii U was kind of a bad name. I think we could all agree. But I don't think the Xbox One X is too bad a name. It's just like, it just shows us just to power up, you know. It's a beefed up Xbox One, you know.
But it just plays all the same games. I just don't understand.
No, but it's just like, but that's the thing. It's like more of the hardcore audience, isn't it?
If you the ones that bought like a 4K TV for like £400 or £500 as well.
So like hardcore people, but that's the thing. It's going to be a niche product. I feel like
you're going to have to spend like £1,000 just to enjoy this. That's before you
like,
even bought a game.
Exactly, that's for like the hardcore people that are like, graphics are everything, yeah man, you get me. And it's like, I don't
then
really
you'd
get
buy a PC.
Yeah, I know.
You buy
like,
a PC and get a better on there.
I don't know. Some people. Anyway, so that's the only thing I got from the Xbox conference. The Sony conference was kind of a bore, although the new Spider-Man game does look really cool.
Oh, I agree.
He does look awesome, to be fair. And I don't even like superheroes all that much, but like that's trying to get me more onto that side, to be honest. It does look great.
The movement between buildings with Spider-Man looks really cool. Like the actual animation's really cool.
Yeah. But yeah, like nothing really too special for me from Sony's conference, to be honest. But Danganronpa V3 got an E3 trailer and revealed the English dub cast. I think
so
it'd be good.
What one's this?
Danganronpa V3. It's the only other non-Nintendo game I'll talk about on this show. It's a murder mystery game.
So what? So,
I was
so what
about,
number in the series is it? Is it number 3?
It's V3 because it's like... I'll get into it later probably, but it's like... So you had the first two games, right?
Yeah.
And then you had a spin-off after the second game, which is Despair Gate. I was assuming to play that. But then you had the anime... which was Danganronpa 3. That was set to be the conclusion of that trilogy.
Yeah.
Danganronpa V3 is a completely new thing. It's a completely new story. It's a completely new saga. You know.
Yeah.
So that's what V3 is. That's why the V is there.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, that's to differentiate it from the rest, from the prior series. But it looks really good. I can't wait to play it. The dub cast does look promising. Because Game Reactor put out a portion of the English demo and it had the dub voices in there. And the voices do look promising. Do sound promising, rather. So I can't wait to see more. I really want to play that demo. Really want to. Because it looks gorgeous. It's like... So Persona 5 is very stylish. That's why I want to get Persona 5. It looks really good. But this game also has a similar level of style.
Okay.
So I really can't wait just to like get that in action on my PS4.
I said I don't know much about Danganronpa, and I know you've said a lot about
it's,
it.
It's on Steam. It's on Steam.
Okay.
That's what I played at first. I love Steam. Yeah. So that was my highlight on PlayStation side, to be honest. And I really want to get the Crash game as well.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, that does look quite good, to be fair.
It's got reviews so far. I mean, it says harder, but
yeah,
it looked good.
So I didn't know Dark Souls could look so kid-friendly, you know. But
nice.
And then Ubisoft, I think that does it is worthy. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did see how developers reacted to like Mario and Rabbids, how they reacted to Beyond Good and Evil 2. It does show that they really do care about the games that they're working behind, you know. So I think that was cool to see. It wasn't anything too grandiose, but like, just those games were just like, oh, you know, that's kind of cool. But yeah, I'll get more into Mario & Rabbids later, but about Beyond Good and Evil 2, I think there may be a game I could like. I haven't played the original, though, so I don't know. And then Nintendo, I was hoping for a bit more, to be honest. I was hoping for Smash, especially, to be honest. I got my hopes up with that, but...
Picking up Metroid 2 for 3DS?
Probably not, because I don't have enough money. to be honest, and, like, if I am... Well, I'm getting Fire Emblem Fates for my birthday. Not Fates, Echoes. And then the next 3DS game after that will be the new Layton game, which I'll get into in a bit with upcoming releases. I don't know. He does look good, that Metroid
Sun
game.
And Moon.
Yeah. About Sun and Moon, I believe they showed off Ultra Sun and Moon week before, just as, like, damage control. Because the people have been wanting... Yeah, so like, I think that's what their announcement was. I hope that Switch game does come in 2018. But the thing is like, is it too soon for a new generation? Too soon for a new engine? You know, but the other thing is, I don't want them dragging on the 3DS for this long. You know, it's not
to
like...
To be fair, they're consistent with Pokemon games. There's normally one... But one normally every year or so, or maybe 2 years.
Yeah,
so it's
well,
not...
like, yeah, so there was a gap between... there was a gap in 2015. There was no Pokemon game there. But I believe it may be coming 2018. I wouldn't mind waiting until 2019, to be honest. But as long as you get Diamond and Pearl remake...
The problem you got is if it goes into 2019, it won't be out till November, October sort of time, because that's when most Pokemon games have been
released.
Yeah,
I don't mind. But like, as long as I get, Christmas. Like... If the first Switch game is going to be the Diamond Pearl remake, I would be completely fine with that. I don't think that would happen, though, because I think they'd normally introduce a new generation first.
Or they go all the way back to Pokemon Z.
No, I think Roger Space said, like, a theory may be with the emphasis on Gen 1, it may be a Red and Blue sequel or something.
I wouldn't think so, to be honest.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind that, but I don't know. I don't think so. It doesn't seem likely. But, I don't know. Ultra Sun, I'll probably get that for Christmas. I still need to finish Pokemon Sun, to be honest.
I don't know,
I'm pressing on, slowly but surely. Pokken Tournament, I can't wait for that, because there's this mode that allows you to, like, swap out Pokemon in between rounds. I think that's going to be a really cool mode, and they said UI and opponent are going to be in the game, that has me very excited.
Can we talk about Rabbids here? Do you want to mention that?
I'm fine with EV stuff. Right, before we move on to the next section, we've got upcoming releases. So Splatoon 2, that should be out by the time this episode goes up. As well as the Super Smash Bros. Final Amiibo. If anyone does manage to pick up Female Corrin, please get in touch with me at Aethglo on Twitter.
There are also Splatoon 2 Amiibo as well. So.
Yeah, a lot of Splatoon 2 accessories as well, but most importantly, the Female Corrin.
I'm getting all the shirts that he released up there as well.
Jesus. Yeah, God.
I spent so much money. Oh my God.
Another exciting thing is Layton's Mystery Journey, Catria and the Millionaire's Conspiracy is finally out today, 20th of July. It's finally out, but it's only on phone right now. It's about 16
on mobile,
quid,
yeah.
I believe. Yeah, it's only on mobile. But in tradition for the series, I'm going to wait for its 3DS release, which is coming in October, which hopefully I can manage. Hopefully. But the important thing is that Layton is back. That's cool.
is there going to be any differences between the versions, Steam
I
and Mac?
I don't think so. I don't know why, because it's like, so... It's weird, so the mobile and 3DS versions are out today in Japan as well. So that's okay. For mobile and 3DS, whereas over here it's just mobile.
Oh, right, okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's weird.
Odd.
Very strange.
For some reason
strange
we have to decision. Wait... We have to wait a couple of months for 3DS, but personally I'd be fine with that.
It's, you know. Is the mobile version released? Is that all in English? Or is it subtitled?
Yeah, it should be on the App Store. Like, it's all in English. And all
that was it. I was wondering if that might have been the reason. There might have been a translation issues. Or...
You know, yeah. I don't know either. But anyway, Layton's out. So if you don't mind playing it on your mobile device, that's always that option for you. Right, and then July 28th, which is next week, there'll be Miitopia, Hey Pikmin, Devilish Brain Training, and the new 2DS XL, all releasing on that same day. So it's going to be a big day for 3DS. You know.
Hmm. There's some good games come out there.
Hmm. But the only one that's
Miitopia
piqued my...
looks really fun.
I guess so, but the only one that's piqued my interest, to be honest, is Brain Training, in all honesty. I'll get into why in a bit.
That's been threatening to come out for ages, isn't it?
That actually, when that launches, it'll be exactly 5 years after it launched in Japan. So we've been waiting ages.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's been wait. It's been like on the waiting list for so long. Still no Inazuma 11 Go Galaxy, which I'm very sad about, because it's just like you just want to finish the trilogy, you know. But we don't get that. It's very annoying. Anyway. So that's it for upcoming releases, and that's it for our news section, which was kind of lengthy, but oh well. Right. And
well, there's so much to go through. So we did well with that.
Well, there wasn't. No, there wasn't. There's like 5 bullet points here. I mean, we went on for like...
We tended to trail off into other things.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Oh well.
Stop talking about Doug and Rumper and things.
Yeah. I'll touch on that in a minute, you know. You're the one going on about Sonic Mania for ages. Anyway,
Sonic Mania, Sonic Forces. Sorry.
That's all
sorry,
right.
Guys.
Don't worry. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
So it's going to be into our next section now. And this is the what I've been playing section. So who would like to go first? Oh, actually, before we do this, we've now added a Nintendo portion to this, so now we could talk about any games we've been playing, not just strictly Nintendo.
It's going first.
Okay.
It's all got quiet.
So who would like to go first?
Sam does.
Oh God. Save me the last.
Okay.
We'll save you for... Jack, you want to go first then? Or should I go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
There's not actually been a lot I've been playing, if I'm honest, so I can go first. So I've tried the Shovel Knight Spectre Knight like add-on in
Yay!
The Treasure Trove.
About
time. I bought Shovel Knight ages ago for the Wii U, and I didn't actually realise it got upgraded to the Treasure Trove game. So I've had all these like extra ones added on, which I didn't even know about. So this week I've been playing loads of Splatoon with the Regen Gaming and Street Pass Norwich people. So I thought, oh, after we played that, I went onto the menu and saw that, Spectre Knight's got all the knights on it you can play as. So I clicked on that. Boom, I've got everything. So happy days. So I was like, oh, don't have to pay anymore for that.
Happy days.
Nice.
So yeah, Spectre Knight's really good. Really enjoyed it. Really good fun. Only just sort of started the first couple of levels and had a quick playthrough, and it's definitely a little bit harder in a way. But,
yeah, it's a little bit harder than it's because they've learned from the first two games, though.
Yeah, I think it's just sort of learning how to use the like the slash across from like fireballs and things like that. Mm. I think that's once you get that sort of in your head, it does sort of work quite well. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I think I'll definitely be playing through that for the rest of the month. Be pretty cool.
Nice.
been playing a bit of Minecraft. Again with the regen. I've been playing loads of games with the regen Norwich team because they've been playing things every night on the Switch, so I just joined their games and they've all been streaming it and stuff like that. So yeah, been quite fun to do that. We've got a whole Minecraft world that we've been developing on there, and it's now turned into like a massive island of just houses and buildings and towers, and it's quite fun to just sort of jump on and jump off whenever kind of thing.
Die to many creepers?
I haven't died much, I don't think, but I haven't really been doing much in terms of battling. I've just been more building things. So, but I have. We did try to go to the end area. I've never done that before, and it was really weird. Lots of death in there. But that's something we'll probably do again on another server in the future, and maybe we can get a load of people to jump on. That'd be pretty fun. Arms. I played Arms. Not very much, because I haven't got it. But I went to a Street Pass Portsmouth event, and I played Arms there. I played Arms against Pippa from Street Pass Basingstoke. Yes. Sam's laughing. I'm not sure how old Pippa is. I think she's 10, possibly, somewhere around there, 11?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Sorry, Pippa, if you're listening. She's basically the best person to play as Twin Tail. She is so good at it. She's literally amazing. I think we had like 20 games and I lost 19 of them. So you can actually see a picture of her on the Arms Facebook page. I don't know if it's
and
on the Twitter page
Nintendo
as well.
Nintendo UK as well.
On Nintendo UK as well. She dressed up as Twin Tail for Hyper Japan. And she also entered the tournament there.
She came
second
yeah. She did amazing. She should be really, really proud of herself. That is...
Woo, go Pippa! Woo! Yeah, so so all that training I gave her, you know, it all worked out in the end. So that's what I'm going to call it anyway. I'm really bad at Arms still, Sam. I need like proper someone to teach me how to play it properly, because I don't know what I'm doing.
If you go to Basingstoke on Saturday, maybe... Because they got the tune of it. It's this Saturday.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear. Somebody's fluffed up. Anyway, carry on.
But yeah, anyway, other than that, I've not really played a lot, to be honest. I've been trying to go back to Zelda, but I just can't seem to get my into it at the moment. I don't know why. It's really weird. Even with all the add-ons and things, I just don't know. I will go back to it, but I'm not in the mood for it at the moment. I'm playing other things. Been playing loads of Sonic games and Final Fantasy VII from the channel, so
nice.
We'll talk about that later on in the end. But yeah, other than that, not a lot. So I'm sure someone else can talk about what they've been playing. Who would like to go? Matthew, maybe? Matthew?
Gibson Given?
Sure. Gibson Giffen will go.
He's playing Danganronpa, and that's it.
Right. Just shut off, all right. Okay. So... Zelda Breath of the Wild, that's been my big one. I've been trying to complete that. Unfortunately, I haven't completed it in time for Splatoon 2, but I've got 16 shrines to go.
Oh.
And then I'm going to beat the final boss, because I've done the Divine Beasts.
Nice.
You know, it's good. It's a good adventure. Unfortunately, I've had to consult a map. I cannot
you
be bothered.
Cheater!
I can't be bothered.
Absolutely.
10 hours just trying to find one shrine. I don't have the time. because I didn't have the shrine.
No, hang your head in shame, Mister.
I know.
No.
Hush. It's like I didn't have the Sheikah sensor on throughout the whole game.
Oh, you dingbat! How could you?
It was just annoying.
It's so annoying.
It was annoying the hell out of me.
Speaks time. Yeah.
But like now that I've gotten to this point where I'm trying to find the shrines, it's like, where do I even start looking for them? You know. I don't know. It's You know, I'm going to get there eventually. Hopefully by the end of next week, maybe? I don't know. I want to try and beat Splatoon 2's campaign as fast as possible, though. And just, like, so when I go to Ireland, I'll just spend the time, like, replaying it, you know, trying to get 100% it. That'd be kind of a cool mission. Right, what else? On my PlayStation side, I had Danganronpa, Trigger Happy Havoc, which was part
have
of...
You?
Yes, I have been playing Danganronpa, Jack. I played it originally first last year, and I got the collection being Danganronpa 1-2 Reload this year. I don't know why, I'm just obsessed with this series. So I replayed that on my PS4. It's still really good.
You've taken over from what's the football game that you used to play?
Zoom 11. Yeah, I think Zoom 11. Crazy.
It's like your new one, yeah.
But it's like, it probably will turn out that way because like V3 is going to be the last thing for a very long while. But who knows? I still love Trigger Happy Havoc. I think a lot of people say that the sequel, Goodbye Despair, is the better game. And I do agree with that. Goodbye Despair is the superior game. But that doesn't mean the first one, the original, where it all started, should be counted out. It's still a very good game. And even though with the new one coming out, being V3, you don't have to have played a previous game to understand the story. Whereas the second one you do. It's still good just to play the first one, just to get an idea of the whole gameplay, get an idea of, like, the actual vibe this game has, like, its dark humour, its combination of, like, comedy and there's a horror, you know. I don't know, I just love the series, so, you know, I'm going to play, when I come back from Ireland, I'm going to be playing the second one, and then if I have the money, I may get, Ultra Despair Girls, which is this spin-off. Anyway, I'm talking too much. Anyway, moving on. Overwatch, I've been playing a lot of that on my PlayStation 4. It's very good. Doomfist is coming 27th, but unfortunately that's the date I'm leaving to go Ireland, so I won't be able to play Doomfist until I get back. Which is very sad.
There's been so much hype for Doomfist.
I know, he does look great. Like how he's inspired by fighting games and all that. He looks like a really cool character. So I was looking forward to playing him. I was hoping for this week, so I could try him out before I get obsessed with Splatoon 2, but alas, that's not the case. The other PS4 game is Tearaway Unfolded, which I got for free with PlayStation Plus a while back. I think towards the start of summer, I sort of like binge play that. And I thought I got to the end, and I was kind of happy with myself, but then I was just like, no, you still got another half of the game to go. And I think, for me, that just killed my determination. I was just like, shot through the heart, you know. But yeah, Tearaway Unfolded is kind of a cute game. If you do want something to relax to, it's all like this easygoing game. It's neat. It makes good use of a lot of PlayStation 4's features. You know, I kind of like it. It's kind of cool, but I'm going to have trouble trying to finish it. I don't know. I may finish it in the future, but I'm not too bothered about not finishing it, to be honest. Anyway, moving back to Nintendo, which this podcast is about, I tried the Devilish...
Yay!
Brain training demo, which is actually kind of good. So sadly you could only have one exercise, but basically what it was is, so like, I think like in the earlier brain training games it was like the maths exercises were always like there, and thankfully for me maths is my speciality. But what it does is like you need to memorize the answer for the previous question. So like at the start you're shown one question. Mm-hmm. You don't answer it, and then you show the next question, but you have to answer, you have to write down the answer to the previous question, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So if it shows
Yeah,
you,
I'm
so
with you.
at the start, if it shows you like 1 plus 1, and then moves to question 2, which is like 2 times 2, you have to write down 2 because that was the answer to the previous question. And you have to
That's
do it
quite
that
tough,
way.
actually.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was good. I got a perfect score for 1 back, and then I got a perfect score for 2 back. But 3 back, so you have to remember the answer from 3 questions back.
Oh, that's
That was
tough,
brutal.
yeah.
I got slaughtered on that one. Oh my god, that was really tough. But it was really exciting. And I think this could be good for like when I go to university, university, you know, it may be useful. So I may actually pick it up. If I'm gonna pick any game up on Friday next week, it would be that. I still need to try the demos for Hey Pikmin and Miitopia as well, though. But who knows? Anyway, at the beginning of July, I went to Albion 2 to play Super Smash Bros. For Wii U in a tournament. The second biggest of its kind in the EU, which is pretty cool. But I got completely mirrored in the pools.
Wow.
I know, but it was a lot of fun. I managed to get an article out of it, which I will give a shout out for at the end of this.
Oh. Oh.
Last week
You've
though,
completely gone now, yeah.
I'm still here. Last week though, I was able to go to Hyper Japan, which was very fun. I got to go with my best mate from secondary school, and then I also managed to meet up with Dan's distillery. It was a lot of fun. But then,
Yeah, we saw those photos. That's cool. Yeah, nice to see Dan.
Dan was pretty neat. Yeah, Dan's a great guy. What else? I managed to get a lot of like really geeky stuff. I think I managed to like make myself a bit sad, but I didn't manage to pick up this one really cool thing, which I'm happy for. But I have to wait until my birthday to get it. But I did manage to play a couple of games, so I will talk about Pokken, especially Pokken for the Wii U. But I managed to try out Decidueye and Empoleon. They felt quite cool to handle, but you know, it's just Pokken. I can't wait for it when I get it in my hands and I learn the characters properly. I think that'll make me feel a lot better about it. Super Mario Odyssey, I managed to play as well. That was very fun. But I think it's a case of having seen it all before. So when I was actually playing it, I think first of all it would take a bit of getting used to playing it. I think it's just like I haven't played it in so long, I don't know what exactly I'm doing, to be honest.
Okay.
Well, I do know what I'm doing, but it's like I don't know. It's kind of weird getting back into the feel for 3D Mario, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I
And
sort
there's
of
like a
understand what
bit
you
of
mean,
like
yeah.
getting used to like throwing Cappy with the motion controls. I don't think I'm too fond of it, but I think it may just like be a case of like needing to get practice.
Yeah, getting used to it.
But like the other thing as well is like I've seen all that stuff a lot of times before, so to me it was a tad bit underwhelming. It was still a fun demo. I still had a good time with it, but I think it was the case with Breath of the Wild as well. When I played that at the Switch event back in January, it was like, what did I get out of it? You know, I played it, but you know, what did I get out of it? I was a bit underwhelmed with that. So I think it was just a case of that. So I think when the actual game comes, I would still be very happy with it. I'll still have a blast with it, but I think it was just a case of like, I've seen it all before. So I don't know. But yeah, I managed to get both worlds in, being the Metro City Kingdom and the Desert Kingdom. Both were really cool areas.
Yeah.
I really like the look of both of them. Really
They're all
cool.
called kingdoms, aren't they? They're all called kingdoms in this game,
Yeah,
which is
I think
curious.
they have like names as well. I think like, well, I don't know. Yeah, I think it is just called Kingdoms because I think like New Donk City is just a part of the Metro Kingdom.
Of connections to the Game Boy game,
I think so,
though, did
yeah, I think so.
they're all kingdoms in the original Super Mario Land, so
Yeah,
it's interesting. So
it's interesting. Yeah, but it was a good time. I had a good time with the demo. It was good. But the one that took me by surprise, and the one that I actually wanted to play more of, was Mario and Rabbids. People, okay. I think, are like sleeping on that. I'm thinking, I can just ignore this. And it's like, I probably will have to ignore it because I don't have the money, but it does seem really promising. I don't think it's something to like sleep on. If that makes sense? Mm. Because it is really good. I didn't see too much of this. That's why maybe I've liked it better. But it was a really good demo. I really like, because I like Fire Emblem, it reminded me a bit of that.
Yeah,
some cool mechanics. I just see a lot of potential in it, to be honest. Looks really good. I think the only thing that turns people off about it is the fact that it's Rabbids. You know, which I kind of get. But if you just look past it and just like, if you're looking for the gameplay specifically, if you look at that, it's good. It's really good. I don't know. I don't know. I can't wait for it, to be honest. I can't wait to see more of it. I think it will have a lot of potential. Well, it does have a lot of potential to be good.
Mm.
So if it does deliver. That's all I've been playing, really. Sorry for going off on a bit of a ramble there.
That's cool. It's nice. You've been able to play some of these games that we haven't played yet. I'm not jealous at all, honest.
Cool. Sam, do you want to go next?
Jack, oh my god. Okay, yep, I shall go next. I've been playing Breath of the Wild because the expansion pack came out. First thing I did was I wanted to see the trail of the hero, it shows you the little path you took. God, the little thing was erratic. It was everywhere. I was like, oh my god. And it even shows you when you teleport. I was like, there were a point where I teleported a lot. It was so funny. It was just blipping out of existence and into another place, and there's a short trail to the next one. I was like, oh dear. And I've been trying to do the Trial of the Master Sword. It's so infuriating. I haven't done it yet. I will do it, just in my own time. I have tried, but it has driven me to the point of I can't do it. I've done something stupid because you've got no armor on and you try something, you die, and it's just oh, God's sake. I've had trouble with that. I've played Shovel Knight just to go back and just enjoy some of the old stories and finish those on the Switch, because obviously I did it all on the Wii U. Played a little bit of Mario Kart 8, mainly just sort of filler than anything, because it's there's nothing majorly different. I just enjoy having a little race now and then, just to keep things fresh and give the battle
online every now and then.
The battle system, it's pretty fun though, which is what I enjoy. Played the Splatoon 2 demo. Gotta say, I've really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it. Did you play it, Matt? I can't remember you saying.
The thing about the Splatoon 2 demo is my internet was really acting up. So I spent a lot of the time playing 30-second long matches before being greeted with the message unstable connection, and then booted out. After that happened a couple of times, it was like, listen, your last match was pretty suspicious. If you're going to keep this up, we may have to ban you.
Really?
Yeah, which I think is good.
Thanks, because internet.
I am annoyed personally, because why? It's not my fault. I'm not actually rage quitting.
Yeah.
But it's they did mention, make sure your internet isn't busted. So they did have that cute little message there, which I thought was pretty cool. It's very Nintendo-like.
I think there was a lot of people that had the same problem though, Matt. I think
did try to connect to a lobby quite a few times and I didn't even get in.
That's why I'm a bit fearful of this, to be honest. It's I don't want this coming into tomorrow. I really don't. But, it's good. I can't wait for it. Hopefully it will be better. And you know, who knows? I'm going to have the weekend to myself, so hopefully the internet shouldn't be too busted. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Sam, as you were saying...
Hope he's okay.
I did ask you, though. That's the thing. Yeah. Anyway, where was I? Chevron Eye, Splatoon 2. Yeah, I did, like... I did quite well. I like, how could I put it? I won most of my games.
Most?
It's, there are some where like people didn't kind of pull their weight and I had to sneak up.
It's just a turf war, mate. Like, it's not like.
What team? What team are you on?
Team Ice Cream.
Yeah,
Team Ice Cream was the best team.
I was happy. Team Ice Cream was awesome.
Everybody else.
Team Ice Cream. They basically obliterated it with the votes and solo alone. So yeah, they did a good job.
Was Marina? She was Ice Cream, wasn't she?
Yeah, Marina was Ice Cream. I posted that.
That's why.
She was like, "It's not just." Frozen milk. It's like, oh.
I was really sad about it, wasn't she? Yeah.
I know. Just Pearl was all like, ew. I'm like,
I
don't like her already. I only like Marina.
Marina is bae.
It's like Mari. I liked Mari because Mari was a bit more sensible, and like Callie was just a bit too boisterous, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh well, but yeah,
find out in the story mode apparently.
Oh,
what happened to her?
Yeah,
she was just too depressed. But... I don't know.
I do love all the Splatoon music. Splatoon 2, sorry. I've listened to so much of the music in the last week and a half or so. I'm so hyped for Splatoon 2 to come
it's
out.
So good, it's very catchy.
There's one song that's got Mary on a like a plaza like added on one of the songs on her own, and it's really weird, so worth a listen.
I can't wait to play single player at work because like at least I have something to do, and
oh yeah, me too. I can't wait
yes, at least I have story mode, so that'd be handy.
Story mode has been very well praised. It's gotten a lot of hype about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out.
Can we play Splatoon split screen? I don't know if you can.
The only multiplayer you could do is like if they also have a Switch.
Okay.
It makes sense.
I'm just curious.
I guess so. Yeah. Oh, I would like. I think. To be honest, I can't wait for it, and I think it is worthy of being called a sequel.
Yeah.
But. That being said, I think they have been playing it a tad bit safe with this.
Well, they have with all the Wii U ports, though, haven't they?
No,
really?
but this isn't a port, it's a proper sequel. And I think they have done enough to, like, oh, hey, this is a sequel. And I'm like, yep, that's definitely a sequel. But
they've added enough to make it different.
They've added enough to justify it. But it's like, it's still a bit too safe. You know, like, why is rotation still there? You know, why are all these...
I think rotation's like, been up rotation, though. So. It's been improved at least.
Yeah, well, it's like performance-wise, it's better. But it's just like things like why is rotation still a thing? You know, like I get reasons why the developers have added it in because it's like, oh, like strategies and something. Like, yeah, that's all well and good.
Yeah, but some like, people might take advantage of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but. No, but it's like...
I want to try one of the other maps, which we won't... Yeah.
The way I see it is just, like, let all the maps be in rotation at once. Let all of us choose our own ranked mode. Because, like, the good thing... A cool thing is, like, now they have individual ranks for each mode. Mm. Which I think is quite cool. But it's like, you don't have the option to play whichever mode you want. The modes are still in rotation, which is like, why? I like all of them, but it's like, you know, why can't
it
I just
frustrating.
Be like, yeah, or like, if I can't choose, just let them all be of equal chance, you know, sort of like with Overwatch.
Like Mario Kart does, with like a random choosing of one stage.
Yeah, and it's like, just, so like, yeah, that? So it's like, before you go into the match, you choose your loadout, you see what else your team has, and then you may have to readjust to accommodate that. Because when you go into a match...
I do like you can do that in... I like you can do that in the load screen. That's good.
So no, you can't do that in the load screen. You could do it with like you can't do it with random people. You can't do it with random people. You could do it like in squad battle or league battle.
Oh, okay. Now,
but
that's spoiling.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like just a lot of things make me a bit worried. But I believe with like Splatoon 2 probably. I mean, Splatoon 3. That I would have a chance where it's like, this is where it's at now. You know, I think come that moment, it'll be a much better game.
Yeah,
I just can't wait for it.
I think it's gonna be probably one of the best games on the Switch so far. I think,
oh yeah, totally.
Releases like, tomorrow. We just got to give it a chance and see how it does. I mean, if you remember when Splatoon came out originally on the Wii U, when it was first released, it wasn't well received because there wasn't much to it. But the best part of Splatoon was the fact they kept adding more and more content to it.
Yeah.
And it kept getting better and better as you go along.
It is more meatier at the start this time around, at least.
If you take a review now, and then take a review in like 5-6 months time, I think you have a completely different game, and that's the thing.
It's, I think, only so.
What they do with it. So hopefully they learned their lesson from it, though. That's the main thing from it.
Hmm. Hopefully, but I think it will still be a cracking game anyway. Sam, continue with your games.
Yeah, see what you have with guys. They take over my section.
Sorry, Sam. We do it all the time as well. I'm really sorry. I did notice it before. I started listening through a few episodes. I was like, we always overtake Sam's section. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. It's funny. It's so funny, though.
How many times have I just said I'm sorry in this episode?
The episode title, I'm sorry. right. Let's see. Non-Nintendo things I play is, I'm a big fan of the Tales of series. Right. So there's loads of different ones. There's Tales of Symphonia, Tales of Vesperia, Tales of Eternia, Tales of there's so many. Xylia, and the current one I'm playing, which came out a little while ago, was Tales of Berseria. And I've started to get into it. I've taken a little break because like other games start taking over again, and some things get pushed aside. But Tales of Berseria is about a girl who, it starts off like quite quaint, and you know, you get to know her and her family, and then like her whole world just gets turned on its head, and like the guy she trusted, her brother-in-law, kills her. No, it's not a brother-in-law, it's her sister's husband, and then like kills the brother-in-law, and then it's so weird. Crikey. And like she gets possessed by like demon powers, and it's such a good game. It's brilliant. I love the Tales of series because you always get involved with the character, you always feel a sense of being immersed within the story. So I've been really getting into that. It's been a great game so far, and hopefully I get back to it at some point. And I'm a big fan of Final Fantasy, and I generally play a lot of the MMO, the Final Fantasy 14, right, with because they brought out the latest expansion for that, and generally me and my friends go on there a lot to try and grind the story, and you have to help each other sometimes because there's sections where you have to do a particular boss fight together with other people, and it kind of helps if you've got people who you're talking to, because then you can discuss tactics and stuff like that. It's a great game. If you can afford the online monthly stuff, then it's brilliant. I mean, we just finished the story about a couple of weeks ago, and my God, the ending was brilliant, and it leaves you on another cliffhanger as always. So, yeah, that was my non-Nintendo. And then I have purposely, I'm sure you guys can see it, I missed one out. ARMS.
Wee.
I went to Street Pass Basingstoke's event for it. Because, Jack, are you aware what the thing that you could win if you won the tournament?
No.
The winner, like every, no, not Street Pass, it's Nintendo Players. I keep calling it Street Pass. Every Nintendo Players event had a prize of, if you won their tournament, their mini tournament, you won two tickets to go to Insomnia at the end of August to go compete in a live final championships for ARMS.
Oh.
I took part in Basingstoke's one just purely to go have a bit of fun, and I managed to win the entire, well, I won the whole event.
Yeah, I saw that. Well done.
I wasn't even expecting to get even past the first round. I've been absolutely honest, because I don't do well with fighting games sometimes, but I think it's because ARMS is quite a different style of fighting game. Like, your own decisions about your setup and your character really affect how you perform in a game, and also how you act and behave and your tactics in a game really affect your outcome. So yeah, I was quite I wasn't even expecting to get past the first round. I played against Pippa. Bless her heart. She got to the... is it semi or quarters? I can never remember. She got to like the last four. And she was up against me.
Semi.
And I'll admit, she had me on my toes. Because she is an extremely good Twin Tail player. But I just managed... Just barely managed to win. So she did exceptionally well, so big shout out to Pippa, because I tell you, you had me on my toes the entire time. And Twin Tail was such a hard character to fight against, especially with a Rose Guard, and like it slows down punches and she can sort of counter. It's like, oh man. And then I got to the finals and I played our good friend Matt.
Wait, I wasn't there.
Not you, the other mine and Jack, who we see at events a lot more. Would have been funny if I played against you, Matt, because that would have been hilarious.
The Rowlet owner.
Jesus.
But, yeah, again, he had me on my toes. I lost my first game, but then I started to... Like, I kind of sort of, like, I watch and I learn, and I try to get a gist of what someone's doing, and then I just kind of got around that. He played, I think he played Min Min, who is exceptionally tricky to get around all our counters.
Is she the one with the noodle arms?
She's noodle arms, yeah.
Noodle arms, yeah.
But, noodle bay, yeah. She was...
Ramen.
Ramen noodle. But yeah, he did so well. It was so, like, first match I lost, then I started to get the hang of it against him, and then I really just went all out and finished it, and it was a brilliant game. It was absolutely brilliant. And when we finished, I had so much adrenaline pumping through me, I was just shaking, like, I just couldn't control myself. I was like, it's over. So, yeah, I'm going to Insomnia at the end of August to go play.
Wow. Nice. Sweet.
So I'm nervous and excited all at the same time.
That's bank holiday weekend, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
Ooh.
I got the time.
Get a ticket, then.
I got the time off work. So I still have that second ticket. No one's said, oh yeah, definitely want to go yet. So
I might have that off you.
Yeah, well, I've got to drive up there. It's like 3 hours drive. So that'd be interesting. But yeah. I've got to keep practicing. Yeah, I've got to keep practicing all the time.
That's pretty cool, though.
You can tell us what you're doing in your training. We might have to do like a Rocky running up the stairs and stuff.
My God, training montage. Matt, did you go to the? You didn't go to the DS London one, did you?
Which one? I haven't. No, but like, which one are you talking about?
They had the arms tournament for their one.
Ah, yeah. No, I think that was still in during exam time, I believe.
I believe the Smash player, what's his name, Jay Miller, went to that tournament.
Oh, I think so. Oh, yeah, he would have won.
He's good.
Nope.
He is good.
He didn't win. He came second.
Ah.
I'm kind of relieved because if I went up against someone like that who does a lot of analytical and like playing game stuff, I would have been proper bricking it. I mean, no disrespect, but I don't think I'd feel very comfortable playing against someone like that.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I mean, he did well. I just obviously I've got to get up against someone who beat him, who's probably really, really good. So, oh God, I'd see how this goes. But anyway, that is everything I have been playing.
Mm.
Hey!
That's a
tangent. It's all you. It's all you.
It's all you, mate.
Oh dear. Shall we head on over to the last section, Mr. Gibson?
Right. So let's head over to the last section. So this is our final section of the podcast. But before we get into our shout-outs, we actually have a question. It is from, I believe this is a friend of yours, Jack, right? Or
this is from Gary Gacho. He's from Topic Nintendo, a new podcast that's just started. I wanted to give them a shout out actually because I keep jumping onto Gary's game on. He plays Minecraft on the Switch, and I for some reason got him on my friends list. I think he might have been from Miitomo or something like that. But he was on my friends list and he was playing Minecraft, so I just went and joined his game. Oh, and then we've just been chatting Nintendo and podcasts and stuff because apparently he's been listening to us. So, hi Gary, if you're there.
Hi Gary, hello. Oh, so now we've got two Garys. There's the one from Monster Hunter Offline and then now there's Gacho Gary.
All the Garys. All our fans are called Gary. Apart from the ones that aren't.
And all of them are spelling us later.
Yes.
I feel that was just a cracking joke and I got no response there.
And thank you for the minions as well, Malik. That was funny.
Good word.
Anyway, do we have a question?
We do. His question is, what franchise revivals would you guys like to see? To be honest, I don't really have a lot. I think, to be honest, Metroid would have been the big one. But that's coming back a full force. Yeah. It's getting the remake for 3DS in addition to Amiibo, and that limited edition does look really cool. And then
trying to get hold of that is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, but like, to be honest, I was like, even tempted. I was like, I'm not even a Metroid fan, but good lord, that special edition looks great. Then you got Metroid Prime 4. I still need to play the Prime Trilogy myself, but you know,
they're all on Wii U.
Yeah, but like, actually, when you guys talked about that controversy, to be fair, I'm not that big of a Metroid fan, so I don't really know. But if I was, I'd probably just be glad that, like, I think if I was Nintendo, I'd rather them just be like, listen, it's actually coming out, please stop bugging us, you know. Because just going to be another year of, like, Metroid so dead, it's being really ignored. And then, like, that just sets us up. And then if you didn't have Metroid Prime 4, but you did have the 3DS game, I think that would make the 3DS game a bit negative. Negatively receptive, almost. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. I haven't really been around that long, so I really don't know what franchises I like to see revived. Because, like, I never played, like, Doshin the Giant. I've never played like Chibi Robo because that's dead now. No, he is. He's like, listen, we're going to make this half-ass game that's not even something to do with the original, and that decides this game's fate. You know,
I've seen like, the amiibo everywhere now. It seems it's like been traded in.
But yeah, so like, if I was, so I haven't played a lot of those kind of games. I guess maybe F-Zero.
It needs a revival. It really does.
That's the next one that needs a revival. Personally, I don't know, because like Fire Emblem was revived with Awakening, and that's like on the up now. Like, I think that's going to become like one of Nintendo's greatest franchises now, because like we had one game last year, we had a game this year, and then we have another main game next year, and then we had a mobile game as well. I think that's even more frequent than Kirby was for a while. Because, like, with Kirby, that was, like, one game every 2 years. Well, main game, that is. Wow. And then we're having a spin-off as well. I'm just saying. Jack, I know you don't like it, but it's the truth, so shut up. Anyway, moving on. but, yeah, like, I'm sorry, I can't really answer that question, you know.
Okay.
Because, oh, no, I'll just say this quickly. Because, like, Layton was revived now. Because I think they said like Azmund Legacy was going to be the last, but then it's like, oh, we got Lady Layton now. And then in the Zim 11 as well, they said Galaxy was going to be the last one, but now we're getting ours as well. So, I don't know. I don't really think of anything I want to see revived right now. Yeah, like there's nothing, because I don't know any franchise star actually did. That I need to warrant a revival, if that makes sense. I've got games in mind. I've got games in mind.
You mentioned F-Zero, which is a good one.
Yeah, I think F-Zero would be the one, to be honest. If I had to pick one, it would be like F-Zero, because people want that.
Yeah, anyway, guys, I think I'd agree.
I went too long. I didn't deserve to go on for that long.
There's only one game series that needs to be revived, and that is Advance Wars. So
I saw that kid. I still need to buy that game. I think I would like it.
Advance Wars 1 and 2 are both on Wii U. Right. And, of course, the DS version is still about somewhere. You can pick it up. So
probably will.
Yeah, go do it and then ask Nintendo for a new one, because it's amazing. And I would so buy all the amiibos if they made amiibo characters of Advance Wars.
I mean, that'd be cool, though. Like, proper 3D renditions.
Give me my Sammy one. I want a Sammy one. Sammy Amiibo.
I'm right here.
I mean, no, not you. The girl Sammy. So
that's a bit harsh calling Sam a girl.
Wow. Anyway, that's Sam. Was there any others? So, or you just
no?
Just agree with F-Zero.
I have F-Zero. Yeah.
Okay. There you go, Gary. There's your question answered. Anyway, thank you for your question. Very kind. Maybe we should send them a question, because that would be funny then, wouldn't it? We can just constantly send questions to each other on podcasts.
Maybe.
Do you think of a question now? Yeah, definitely give them a go. Yeah, give them a try. It's Topic Nintendo. I think they're on. You could look it up on Twitter, and there should be links to their new page. And I think most of it on YouTube. I don't know if they host it anywhere else, but. Yeah, I'll ask Gary and find out for everyone for next time. So, yeah, go check out Topic Nintendo.
Cool. All
right.
Yay.
All right, so that's it for our question. Shout out to Mickey and his birthday toaster. That may be the title of this
episode. His lovely bright green toaster.
All right.
Shout out just to Mickey's toaster, but not to Mickey.
So the toaster's the real winner here. Not even Mickey, he doesn't deserve recognition. Right. So I'm just going to go quickly here. Sorry. So, as I... no, I don't think I have said this. We said it in private. If you're listening to this, you may have noticed something quite different to us. We now have a new logo.
New logo!
Exactly. I'm happy that these two like it. Hopefully you do like it as well. You know, I've been looking for a new logo all this time, but I was just like, you know what? I'm going through all this effort for nothing, you know.
It's the new sliced bread.
Exactly, the greatest new invention since sliced bread. Yeah, not really though, it's just a logo, but it's a cool logo, so there's that.
Oh, give yourself some credit, jeez.
Yeah. So yeah, so like, it's a new logo, it's, you know, it's got the red from Nintendo's marketing, you know, everyone's doing it, but like, I've seen a lot of people just use the Switch logo, but
yeah, we tried to stick
with
away
this
from
one,
that.
The main inspiration came from the Nintendo World Championships logo with the upside down,
I was gonna
with the
say
triangle.
you got that a little
Yeah,
bit of inspiration, which
yeah.
is
So like,
nice
that's what
actually.
I got, and then like you see like a fading triangle behind it. I don't know why, but it just looked cool. So that's
We're the
that.
champions of
Exactly.
Nintendo podcasts.
Yeah. But you should see as well. If you're looking on YouTube, the thumbnails now be like different, and then if you are listening on YouTube, you will see that there's a different display. So you'll be seeing our names, our Twitter handles as well, all sorts. Yeah. Right. I think no. That's just one bit. That's sort of like an announcement. Anyway, other shout out, Switch London. If this episode does go up before the 22nd of July, I will be at Switch London's event to celebrate the launch of Splatoon 2 at the 22nd. On the 22nd of July at the Loading Bar near Stratford. I will be there. I'll probably tweet it out on Twitter in case this episode doesn't go live in time. But this will likely be going up on the day of Splatoon 2, so hopefully I'll just like go for it all tonight.
That's if Matt doesn't get distracted.
Yeah,
good luck, Matt.
I won't be, yeah. If I just storm tonight, just like getting the new layout done, you know.
I'm so glad
then, like,
you're doing it.
Shut up, Jake. So hopefully it'll be done before too long. Who knows? Yeah, Switch London, they're a great bunch of guys. Definitely check out their podcast as well. They're a pretty cool bunch of people. And then finally here, I wrote an article for Nintendo Prime, my first one in a good while. I wasn't even notified when it went up, which I was a bit disappointed about. But anyway, so when I went to Albion 2, I talked to quite a lot of people. Well, not really. I only talked to a couple, but I think it was good enough because the article ended up at being over 3,000 words, which is around about the length of my English coursework, which will actually be far more important than just this one article. But I had a lot of fun doing the article. It was a bit nerve-wracking trying to ask random people I didn't know. But yeah, if you do, it's just like me asking Smash players questions about Smash 4, like who did they want to see in a Switch version, what they like about the game, that kind of stuff. So that's available on Nintendo Prime. Please check that out. It will probably be, you could get a link to it in my Twitter bio, probably. It might be in the description, I don't know. Well, yeah, it'll be in the description, probably. Yeah. That's it for my shout-outs. Anyway, one of you take over. One of you two.
Go on, Jack.
I can go. Right. As I mentioned, I've been playing loads of games with the Regen Gaming Norwich team, mainly with Cy and Amber. We were playing loads of Splatoon this week because Amber was trying to get to level 50, which is the highest you can get in the original Splatoon.
I wasn't,
and she managed
together.
To achieve. Sorry, say that again.
I wasn't even able to achieve that level, so like that's actually really good going.
Yeah, it's quite impressive to get that far. I mean, I think I was only like level 28 anyway, so yeah, but she got level 50, so well done, Amber. Way, woo! Yeah, we got it. And hopefully we can do the same in Splatoon 2. So woo! See how that goes. Quick shout out to Street Pass Portsmouth, also known as Nintendo Players Portsmouth now, because I keep calling it Street Pass like Sam does as well.
Yep.
For their arms event, it was really good fun, and hopefully we can have more in the future, more of good events. I will speak to Sam after the podcast because I need to try and organise a Southampton event at some point in the next like few weeks or so. because we've been putting it off for months and weeks and years. So hopefully we can get that restarted and something will happen there. So yay!
Ooh.
Yay! I'm done.
Okay. All right. And then my one is to Street Pass Basingstoke, because I went to obviously the arms tournament and that was amazing. It was a great day. Just got to go see people I hadn't seen in a while. And more than anything, I just had a good laugh and a good bit of fun. And as I always do, I will be there on the, as like Matt is at London, I will be there at Street Pass Basingstoke's event, which is at the Discovery Centre in the shopping center, which is on the 22nd as well. So you will see me there if you want a game and a laugh. And yeah, that's my shout out. And big shout out to Pippa, who, even though she didn't she didn't beat me, I won. But
she beat me.
Yeah, for even though she didn't win the Basingstoke one, I'm really proud of her having the determination to go out and give it another go. Especially that's at Hyper cool. Japan, and especially to even get to second is incredible. Apparently the guy she went up against was extremely good and she did so well. I watched her dad Anthony posted a video of the whole match, and I was just like cheering her all the way on. She did amazing. So
that's actually really awesome.
Yeah, she did incredibly, and dressed as Twin Tail as well. So it's absolutely amazing.
She thrashed me
19 times.
and she beat my girlfriend Kat as well. She beat Kat like once, was a perfect as well. No hits whatsoever. I was like, haha, you're worse than me. But yeah, it was funny.
Oh my word. Matt, what is our outro music?
Is that going already?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Calm down.
You forgot about Jack.
We got to do our own shout-outs first.
I thought you did your Oh, God. Sorry, I jumped the gun, didn't I?
You jumped the gun. Good job.
I didn't. I'm sorry. You said you were done. I thought you were done. You're not done.
Well, clearly he's not.
Okay, go on then, Jack. What's your
I was going to say you could also follow us all at End Podcast System on Twitter on Facebook. See, or on our Facebook group.
When we go away for 3 months and any day episodes, you lose the rhythm.
Yeah. That's it, Sam. Where can people find you, Sam?
If people still want to find me, you can find me on Twitter at SamSpade_UK. Sam Spade Gaming is still around. The videos are still there on YouTube. I'm still kind of hiatusy because I've got so much to juggle, as well as moving a position in a job. So I've been inundated with work. So I'm quite busy at the moment. But I will eventually come back to it at some point.
Yay!
Jack, where can
me? So, yes, you can find me at Gorny7789 on Twitter, Facebook, and also on YouTube, where I have been uploading videos like a crazy madman. So you should definitely go and check that out and watch all the videos.
Yep, I'm currently playing.
Yes, I can understand why you stopped. I've currently playing through a Road to Sonic Mania series where I have been playing all the Sonic games so far. I got from Sonic 1, 2, and 3. I've played through all those. I'm playing through Sonic and Knuckles. Ooh. I've done Sonic Spinball and Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. They're quite fun games. Sonic 3D is going to be recorded this next week, possibly, and then I'll upload it the following week. So quite busy at the moment with that. And I've also started a Final Fantasy VII series. So if you have never played that, or you really enjoy that game, come and check it out. It's going well so far, but I did have a mishap with one of the recordings. The voice and the video and the audio kind of stopped on itself. For some reason, the recorder I'm using yeah, for some reason it doesn't like the FMVs, like the videos in Final Fantasy VII, so it's really weird.
The joys really of editorial work on why it's doing that. Recording.
Yes, it's a problem, but we will overcome that problem. They'll be fine. Don't worry.
We'll one step at a time.
Please go check the channel out. Please go check the channel out. I'll leave a link in the description somewhere.
Go watch, and, peeps.
Yeah, I'd be cool if you could. I'm up to just over 3,000 views, so I'm quite happy with that.
Nice.
But go watch it. Do it.
So,
watch it. Do it.
Yay!
Matthew, where can people find you?
Where can people find me?
The internet.
He hasn't logged on for that long. He's forgotten. Oh no.
Let's see. So,
he's forgotten his passwords. He's forgotten his marbles. You know, my identity. All over the place.
It's tragic. So you can find me at Twitter at AceGibbo. You can also find me writing for Voodoo Tribune, and Nintendo Prime, and I may even start my own place where I'll write about whatever I want, because like Voodoo Tribune, that'll probably be for like news sites, events, and I still need to do this one article that I really need to get back to. I actually really regret it. I'm actually disappointed in myself that I need to get around to doing it. Nintendo Prime, that'll be editorials, just probably like top fives. I know it's really hard to do, but this new site that I'm thinking of doing, would just be like a small blog or something, sort of similar to Tired Old Hack from Chris Scullion, if you know, or Dan Sicilary. So yeah, it'll just be me reviewing games, doing articles about games, and probably anime as well, because I really want to do broaden out past Nintendo and games only, you know. So
I've been watching Dragon Ball Super. Does that count?
That does count as an anime, but I haven't watched it, so it probably won't be on
They've just done the English dubbing now, right? So right. Hopefully it'd be okay if you like that kind of thing. So yay!
Sure. So do stay tuned. So I'm on Twitter at AceGibbo. My YouTube is also AceGibbo as well. If you do want to check out some of my videos that don't really do all that often, but if you do, it'll be like, if a direct happens, it'll just be me talking about it on my own thoughts. I may do more discussions, who knows, maybe just for fun. Who knows? Anyway, so that's it.
That's it.
You can find me. Yeah.
That's it.
I think that's it.
We made it.
I think we have 2 hours in, and we made it.
A few snippets, but yeah.
I'm gonna wake up early just to like get this out as quick as possible.
Yeah, it's fine. We can do it.
Oh no, actually, no. We haven't even had like interruption. We haven't had like a dropped call.
No, don't jinx it now. Let's
don't jinx it.
No.
Just leave it like that. Just drop it like that.
Shall I ask what is the outro music?
The outro music is Jump Up Superstar, which is the really catchy theme to Super Mario Odyssey. I remember first hearing it, I was like just cringing. It was like, oh, what's this song? When I listened to it the second time, I was like, you know what, this is actually alright. And then by the third time, I was like, this is my jam. You know, this is good shit. Anyway, I really like this song, so I hope you do enjoy it. Well, I think everyone's been loving this song, to be fair. It is so really good. I'll probably play the whole thing. It doesn't deserve to be like cut off. It deserves to be played, the whole thing. So I hope you do enjoy. You're probably hearing it now. I don't know. Anyway, thank you all for listening to episode 44 of Nintendo Podcast System. The Crew's Back Together will probably be the title. I think that's quite fitting. Either that or Birthday Toaster.
I think the latter is going to win there.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed. If you do enjoy, please feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel or just spread the word by following us on Twitter or Facebook at N Podcast System. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Nintendo Podcast System, or our podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. That's pretty much it, really. Thank you all for listening again, and happy gaming.
Here we go, off the rails. Don't you know it's time to raise our sails? It's freedom like you never knew. Any bags or a pass, say the word, I'll be there in a flash. You could say my hat is off to you. Me, grab coins with me, oh yeah! It's time to jump up in the air. Jump up, don't be scared. Jump up and your cares will soar away. And if the dark clouds start to swirl, don't feel them shed a tear, 'cause I'll be your one up girl. So let's all jump up super high.
Marina is bay. Marina is bay.
You guys didn't say goodbye. Sam, are you there?
I'm here.
Bye.
Sam, you should have said bye. There we are. Bye. Bye from all
bye.
Of us.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Cut out. It's already cut out. Just to keep the flow going.
Bye!
This is going at the back of the podcast. This is back of the podcast stuff now.
Bye!
Alright, that's it. You lot. Oh, too much to handle.